the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by
Kevin S.
Tonight's episode, Hamlet, Prince of Denmark. It's a lot like The Lion King. Oh, more. Everybody knows Hamlet. Look, here's two things that I want to tell you about. In high school, I was fascinated with the passages of Laertes' return to Denmark after he finds out that Polonius has been murdered. And the people, the rabble-razzle, the multitudes, the fickle public, choose we, Laertes shall be king. This is what they shout and chant. And I was fascinated with it as either the groundswell of democracy, further falling on the idea that Claudius has usurped the crown and that all the tradition is sort of out the window and succession is out the window and the people are so aroused by this and incensed by this that they are now going to be democratic even. And I found that interesting. It's one of the great shortcomings of my scholarly academic career that I was able to pretty much produce nothing on that. And many, many years after high school, I still have no answer for you on that. So to heck with that. The other thing that I find interesting is that Hamlet actually is very truthful to his uncle or to his father, the ghost. Once he finds out about what's going on, he says to his ghostly father, "Haste me to know it, that I, with wings as swift as meditation or the thoughts of love, may sweep to my revenge." Hamlet revenges pretty much the same way that he loves and meditates, and that he really takes his time. A whole lot of talk, not a whole lot of action there for a while. And I think he's very honest with his father there on that. It's interesting because Hamlet obviously does things to excess, and he loves to excess. He meditates to excess. He is incensed that Laertes is championed and hailed as a great swordsman, and so Claudius says is spurred on to demand to see Laertes so that he can try his hand there. He gets into a contest with Laertes over who mourns Ophelia more. I mean, that's sort of his MO. Even in his acting, when he's directing the actors, he's all to excess, and perhaps the method to his madness, and the mad northwest is all put on, or maybe he truly is crazy. But you know, even the dumb show, the mousetrap, the dumb show would have been enough. And then there's 12 to 15, 16 lines that he writes for them that eventually, I guess, catches the conscience of the king. But it seems like an overkill. That's sort of his MO. As a final note of what Hamlet, I guess, is all about. I guess I could just skip to, the very end, where Horatio obviously gives his speech that, "Let me speak to the yet unknowing world how these things came about. So shall you hear of carnal, bloody, and unnatural acts, of accidental judgments, casual slaughters, of deaths put on by cunning and forced cause, and in this upshot, purposes mistook, fallen on the inventors' heads. All this can I truly deliver." Hamlet, the Prince of Denmark. Classic play. Everybody knows it. If you're not sure you remember it, I recommend Gilligan's Island Season 3, an episode entitled The Producer, in which Phil Silvers, and actually the castaways, put on a musical version of Hamlet. It's super. The complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by me, Kevin Hanna.